Good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, June 3. Coming up, Wigton Wind Farm Phase 3 commissioned into service. Manufacturers urged to take advantage of benefits under the Economic Partnership Agreement project and Dairy Development Board to donate milk to prenatal clinics. The details after the break.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside here, sir?
Please. Can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just memory self, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Thursday commissioned into service Wigton 3, the 24-megawatt expansion of the wind farm in Rosehill, Manchester. The new facility, which began supplying energy to the national grid in March, consists of 12 2-megawatt wind turbines, a 9.6-kilometer transmission line, and a new substation. It is projected to generate 63,072 megawatt hours annually. Mr. Holness says the goal is to have renewable energy constituting 30% of the total energy mix by 2030.
By virtue of this investment, the approval of investments in solar technology, the implementation of LNG, which will come into our fuel mix in short order, and what we are about to do with waste energy and the explorations for hydro and other biofuels, we will have probably the most diversified energy mix in the region.
The plant is expected to reduce national oil consumption by 37,100 barrels per year, which can save the country more than $230 million annually. The country has saved more than $3 billion in the past 11 years through the operations of the plant. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging members of the manufacturing sector to take advantage of the benefits to be generated under the Economic Partnership Agreement EPA Capacity Building Project. The initiative seeks to increase food safety and security for Jamaican products and aims to ensure more local goods can be exported to new markets, specifically Europe. To date, several local laboratories have been upgraded to ISO 17025 standards, and public sector workers have received training under the program. Speaking at the EPA Export Forum in Kingston Thursday, Mr. Holness said manufacturers stand to reap major savings and contribute to economic growth by utilizing the upgraded local infrastructure to export their goods.
My presence here today is to endorse what is being done under this program. It's one aspect, but it is an important aspect of loosening the constraint that is locking us into this low-growth environment.
The EPA Capacity Building Project is being implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica with funding support from the European Union. Mr. Holness says the initiative, in conjunction with several other government initiatives, will spark major growth in Jamaica's export capacity over the next 2 years. Over 150 public sector workers are set to receive specialized training in project management in the coming weeks. The training is being facilitated through $2.6 million US in funding from the United Kingdom-based Department for International Development, DFID. The exercise is being executed as part of the program for the implementation of the Finance Ministry's Public Investment Management System, PIMS.
At the end of this training, it is anticipated that at least 80% of the cohort will be certified by the International Project Management Institute project managers. This intervention is aimed at increasing the capacity within the MDAs and public bodies to better manage projects and thereby increase the contribution of these investments to the growth and prosperity we all seek to achieve.
Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw speaking at the launch of the Public Investment Management System Thursday. And the Jamaica Dairy Development Board will be donating milk to prenatal clinics at hospitals across the island in order to boost the nutritional health of expectant mothers. 3 liters of milk will be delivered to the facilities per week over the next 3 months. The hospitals include Victoria Jubilee in Kingston, Linstead, St. Catherine, Mape and Clarendon, and Cornwall Regional in St. James.
Furthermore, the Jamaica Dairy Development Board will facilitate 5 cases of milk per month for the next 3 months to the Sir John Golden Rehabilitation Center.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury. The initiative is in observance of World Milk Day, which was commemorated on June 1. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.